Let's talk some football with one of our Patriots Friday regulars, running back Fred Taylor. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Freddie, we are fired up about Patriots. We are fired up. Can't wait to the game. How you feeling?
You don't want to peek out. It's only Friday.
Not even now, at the 48-hour
mark peek. Yet.
Oh, we'll peek.
We don't care. We don't have to play, so it's it's easy for us.
You don't want to crash, man. You gotta keep it moderate.
Hey, were you surprised earlier this week when the Patriots traded Lawrence Maroney to the Denver Broncos?
Somewhat surprised, but I've also been in the business for a while. I understand the business. I understand that there really isn't a thing called a surprise in this business. Anything can happen. And, it just kind of catches you off guard for a moment, but you keep going, and that's what it is. That's the business. So,
I remember Kevin Falk saying that he was just surprised when Maroney was traded, and he said to himself, "Man, I'm not going to be able to talk to him tomorrow. I'm not going to see him tomorrow. I'm not going to hear his voice. It's a little bit of a shock." What did you say to Maroney before he left town?
A lot of you don't come across things that seem like a negative situation, but you can always pull some positive from it. So take this and make the most of it. You know, it's an opportunity, or you can make the most of it and make it positive. So he understood that. He understood that we're only a phone call away, that we'll always still be in touch. And I think he'll do well.
You sound like you're being surrounded. Your teammates are surrounding you. I think they want things. What do they want from you, Fred?
Nah, nobody wants anything from me. That's Benny and Kev. They just came over.
Let's talk a little bit about Jets Week. It's sort of like, you know, your high school rival or your college rival, where that week was different than all the other weeks in the season. And even though every game is important, does Jets Week feel different than Buffalo Week next week, let's say?
No, for me, it's all the same. It's a game. It's an opportunity. I mean, the Jets are the Jets. Now, I don't want to put too much hype on that, but they are the Jets. It's a national football team, and I get excited for all the teams that we play. Some teams, a little bit more added incentive, but you treat the Jets the same as you treat the Bills. There is a divisional matchup, and those are the ones that they're a must-win. So, like all of them seem, but these are definitely a must-win. Now, I approach them all the same.
Fred, we've talked a lot about the Hard Knocks series that the Jets were a part of. Did you get a chance to watch it? And if so, what did you think?
I saw about maybe 5 minutes, one of the earlier episodes. So I really didn't get an opportunity to get into it so much. I think the one that I caught, they were just starting camp. They practiced for a couple days. The one thing I did look at is how relaxed their camp atmosphere was, where they didn't have on the full pads and this and that. And that can be beneficial at some point, and also it can hurt you at some point. But I'm pretty sure it was a lot of rah-rah crap talking on there. I didn't get a chance to see all of that.
Did any of your teammates talk to you about it, or any of your family and friends say, "Hey, Fred, man, you won't believe what I just saw on Hard Knocks"?
If you guys would come back and say what they saw, you know, the previous night or episodes, throughout the episodes, whatever. And it's all funny. To me, it's all funny to me, so I don't really get into it that much.
You know, you mentioned about how, you know, there were times at camp where it was kind of, you know, loose and easy and no pads. It was just like those early training camps you had with Tom Coughlin down in Florida, right?
Yeah, right. Tell me about it. That's Camp Coughlin. We're talking about 2 days at the highest peak of the heat throughout each day, 8 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, didn't get any hotter, and that was full pads every day.
And you said that was back in the day when you said, "I'm going to play 3 years and get the heck out of this game."
That was back in the day when I was a young, immature, not knowing any better, not knowing how sweet the game was going to be to me. Although I've had my share of ups and downs, but to say I was going to play 3 years, that was crazy.
Well, you've experienced it all then. You've experienced the Tom Coughlin camp. You've experienced camp under Jack Del Rio. You've experienced camp under Bill Belichick. How would you compare the camp that you just went through to the other ones in your career?
Well, for starters, number one, the weather's much, much different. We're talking about 20, 30 degrees. And so I think being up here for camp, it made it easier from that standpoint to deal with the weather. But I think overall, the camps in Jacksonville, we had to start practicing a little smarter. Still hard, but practicing smarter meaning going under the lights at nighttime. That way you don't have as many guys cramping up where they can't finish a full practice. A lot of guys would, you know, dehydrate and pull muscles. So we had to start practicing a little smarter, practicing under the lights, even if we had a daytime practice. It wasn't always full pass. And that was under Coach Del Rio, never under Coach Carson. He was just like, hey, men, you got to be a man. Just get out there and be tough, tough it up, mental toughness, physical toughness. And that was his whole spiel. So it was like military boot camp under Coach Carson.
That's a pretty good impersonation.
That's actually
too.
Not bad, Fred. That was pretty good. You missed a little practice time earlier in the week, returned to full participation in practice yesterday. I take that to mean the toe's okay?
Yeah, it's definitely it's okay. Number one, I'll say it's okay. And it's getting better each and every day. This is one of those crazy things that happen throughout the course of a game. But I'm fine.
What did you think of the Cincinnati game? Now that you've had a chance to look at the film and your body has recovered, if you look back at that game, what do you think about your performance in it?
I don't think much about it. And that's my honest assessment of that game. I definitely have some areas where I want to improve on. But people say, wow, that was a great game for Fred the other day. Great? We misused that word. I mean, it was a good start for me. And I definitely want to improve on it individually. But there'll be more opportunities to do better than that performance. And like I said, it was a start to be able to get out there, get some touches, get in a little groove, and try and mesh with the line. So we're going to use that and try and grow on it.
Well, Michael and I mentioned on Monday that you guys might and probably would feel that you left some points out on the field on Sunday.
Of course. I mean, you always tend to come away from a game that way, any game. Sunday was a game where we executed some plays well and a few that we didn't do so hot, whether it was protection, miscues, or executing a pass, you know, to catch. So, I mean, you go back and look at the film, you say, hey, only if we had done this or had done that, then that would be another touchdown or two. And we all understand that. So that's why we come back in here and we're not trying to pull the wool over the reporter's eyes. We're giving them our honest assessment of the film, that we always feel that it can be better. You have to feel that way.
Well, sometimes you do have to pull the wool over the reporter's eyes, too.
Sometimes. You have to sometimes.
And how hard can it be?
I was going to say, it's not that difficult.
It's not that difficult. Some guys put a lot of pressure on themselves. You know, they get tempted to want to answer those questions. But sometimes you have to just take a deep breath, see their angle, and then answer the question from that standpoint. Well, it goes back and forth because some of those guys, they have great questions that you just can't turn down.
I heard Bill Belichick say the other day that Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis really has improved, not just in his running style, but in the passing game, picking up the blitz. He just feels like the improvement has been pretty marked on his part. How about you? You've been here for a couple of years. What area specifically have you seen Benny improve?
Benny, he's just he's always here asking questions. He follows Kevin, like he's his baby brother. I mean, in at 6, doing all the things, conditioning early in the morning, waiting throughout the meeting, conditioning after practice. He hits the hole extremely hard. He's like me, always working on his pass receiving. He's improved in that area. And he's just a guy that's waiting on an opportunity. And I think he deserves it because he really sticks his head in there. He doesn't spend a lot of time laterally. East and west, he's always downhill when he's running the ball. And you'll see him tend to improve more the more opportunities, more reps he get in the game situation. And he's been patient waiting for it.
And, Fred, I have a bit of an offbeat question for you. I've seen you with
– offbeat?
A little offbeat.
We got to analyze the offbeat.
little offbeat. I've seen you with reporters before. Reporters like talking to you. You're very respectful with them and give them some nuggets that they can use. And one of the stories this week involved a female reporter in the locker room.
Do you
ever have any opinions on, I mean, any issues with female reporters in the locker room?
Not a single issue at all. I mean, that's their job. That's what they have to do, and I respect them for it. They always respect my private space, and you keep it business, and that's what it is, and that's the way I've always approached it.
I do want to ask you one question, going back to what you were saying about Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and work ethic. Did Lawrence Maroney have the same work ethic?
Lawrence, he had his not quite the same, and this isn't me throwing him under the bus, but he would work. And it would take a few snaps to kind of get him going, but, you know, he would work when he felt that it was a sense of urgency and a need to, as opposed to let me make these deposits and then later I can go and make a withdrawal and still have more. That wasn't necessarily his mindset, like Kevin and Benny, Sammy, and a few other guys on the team as well, not just our position. But that light switch, you have to turn it on and start getting the picture and grasping that concept. And that's what we've been trying to instill in him. And hopefully the switch comes on and, you know, he won't need anybody to push him the extra step. He can do it when the doors are closed and when nobody's watching. And that's what it takes to be special in this league.
Good luck this weekend against the Jets. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
Thanks,
you too, Fred.
Fred,
thanks.
That is Patriots starting running back Fred Taylor.